Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this portion of Scripture where we see the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the goodness of God available on earth as it is in heaven is so precious to you as you share it with your first fruits. Thank you, Jesus. You have gone all the way. You've paid for our sins, taken it away, and you're now ruling and reigning. And you are ruling and reigning in our hearts by the Spirit, leading us into the God quality of life in the kingdom, the destiny that is laid out and prepared for us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 8 from verse 1 to 3. Soon afterward, Jesus traveled through the cities and villages, preaching and proclaiming the good news of God's kingdom. The 12 were with him, along with some women who had been healed of evil spirits and sicknesses. Among them were Mary Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had been thrown out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's servant Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their sources.
Hallelujah. I so love this picture, you know, of this unity and this providing and helping each other with their resources, because they have met the King of Kings, the Lord, our big brother, the firstborn among many, and he's teaching them the kingdom principles and the goodness of the kingdom, and he's leading them to the kingdom. They're the first fruits, and we know he has dealt with our sins so that we can enter into the kingdom. And the Bible says so nicely, why? Because the law and the prophets were until Jesus. And since then, the kingdom of God is preached and everyone is urged to enter in. Come out of darkness into the wonderful kingdom, because he predestined those he calls and he justifies and he glorifies those that come to him. So it's so important that we wake up now to the beauty, the goodness, and we struggle to walk with those that don't see this and don't press into it. How can two walk together unless they agree? So we preach this and we push into it ourselves, and we encourage others that the kingdom is here. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So take hold of it. Add to your faith goodness, goodness, knowledge, knowledge, self-control, self-control, endurance, and endurance, godliness. To godliness, affection for others, and from affection to others, love, the agape quality of love that's poured into your heart through the Holy Spirit. And if these things are not yours and they're not growing in you, you can't be effective and you can't be fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word goes on in 2 Peter chapter 1. And whoever has forgotten this, he's nearsighted and close to be blind. So you need to know the realities of the kingdom, the city of our God. I think of Hebrews 12 from verse 22 right to the end. The kingdom of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, is a reality. If we're born again, we have entered into it, and we need to see it as we walk with our Lord and our Savior and our Father. Because all the goodness, Jesus preached the kingdom because everything is in the kingdom. That was what we lost. That was the glory we lost, and has now been given back to us. And by the power of the Holy Spirit and through the power of the leadings of Jesus, we are shaken into place, into the destiny that is set out for us, because we have been perfected in the Spirit. So that's the message. Awake and draw close on a daily basis, and arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.